the Bank of England policy decision is coming up, and the market will be wanting to know how the central bank comes at it with respect to the outlook, and particularly with respect to the outlook relative to the Fed. There's been a lot of talk in the lead up to the event that the BOE will lean more to the hawkish side, and this talk has certainly been helping to give the pound a bit of a prop. A lot of the anticipation for a more hawkish-leaning BOE has come from a recent speech from a normally dovish BOE member. At the moment, the market is pricing two rate hikes out in 2023, though the first of those is only being priced as a partial hike at the moment. But overall, we think all of these hawkish expectations and a Bank of England that has already been quite upbeat with respect to the outlook are setting up market participants for a sell the fact at best and possibly a quick move to the downside on any immediate letdown of these expectations. We also think it's uncharacteristic of the BOE to try and get ahead of the Fed messaging here, which should keep the central bank erring to a more cautiously optimistic outlook with no major changes expressed. Of course, another risk we don't believe is being properly assessed by the market heading into the decision is the risk of the Delta virus and recent rise in UK cases, the highest level since February. This is definitely something that should keep the BOE from jumping out in front here and getting too aggressive with any hawkish gesture. And so in the end, we expect the BOE to leave policy on hold and wouldn't be expecting much in the way of any bullish follow through in the pound in the aftermath of the decision. Either the BOE comes out and delivers the hawkishness the market is looking for, which sets up a sell the fact reaction, or the BOE disappoints and we see an immediate move to the downside. The idea of the BOE exceeding hawkish expectations seems extremely improbable to us. An important side note here is that this will be Chief Economist Andy Haldane's last meeting before stepping down. As far as levels go, we're really neither here nor there at the moment and would recommend keeping an eye on where we settle. We would be on the lookout for a daily close back above 140 or below 139 for a clearer directional insight. That's all for now.